Hi, Damon. How are you? Doing good?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, we're halfway through the week now, so that's a good sign, right?
Definitely.
So it's a pleasure to meet you. Damon, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. You've been talking here with Tara, my representative, and she does such an amazing job, you know, explaining the outline of the program. But she was requesting if I could speak with you, you know, to go over pricing and details. And she mentioned, So you just took over the business. Your uncle previously owned it and was in business for like 25 years. Is that right?
Correct.
Wow, what a legacy. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. So, and you just took over this year, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's exciting for you. How's it been going so far? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's a learning curve. Yep, exciting.
Good, good. All right, so any questions for me before we get into price and details, like about the placement or how the program would work? Any questions for me?
No.
Okay. So basically, your focus is in the concrete driveways. Is there any other anything else with concrete, or just mainly focusing on the driveways?
We can go flooring, basement, garage.
Okay.
Pole barn, patio.
Perfect. What about foundations? Do you do any of that?
No.
Okay.
Nope, just flat work.
Flat work. Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
And then, so let's see here. So it's you, 7 employees. Let me see. She mentioned you're not related to Walter. Concrete.
What's
okay.
that?
She put, not related to Walter Concrete, is what she put.
Prince and Walter.
Prince and Walter. Okay, got it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute. Okay, let me ask him what this note would mean. Maybe he knows. Okay, so I see also I did just a quick search for the company by name because I, you know, wanted to see, like, where you were appearing at online. And when I did that, it shows me, you know, where you're listed. So, for example, I see that there's an Angie's List that pop up, and it shows me you got... And you got great reviews on there. Good job. Are you getting leads yet? Or are you still in the process of setting it up?
Process of setting up. I need to set up a website, too. That's my next goal.
Okay.
I'm working on that.
Well, we might be able to help you with that as well. Depending on the package that we select, you know, that's the most comfortable for you. And then I believe there's also, let me just make sure. Yeah, this is not... I don't think this is yours. There's like a Yelp listing. I'm just trying to see. You're at 4769 Flint Road, right? That's the address that Angie's listed for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a Yelp profile. Have you started Yelp as well?
No, that would probably be back when my uncle had it.
When your uncle had it. Okay. And he never had a Google Business profile page?
Never. Or what, nothing.
Interesting, because you know what?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Damon, there is a Google Business profile with the address of 4769 North Flint Road in Sanford.
Yeah.
So that would have been when your uncle had the business, right?
Yeah, I never did it.
Okay, and you know that the Angie's List has that same address, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I wonder if your uncle even has access to that. Do you have the paperwork for Walter Placement Concrete when you took over the business?
Yeah, what kind of paperwork are you talking about?
Like, for example, and the reason that I'm asking is because when we're getting you verified through Google, they'll require that you send pictures of certain, like a list, right? We give you a list of pictures that we need. For example, tools, you know, license, insurance, registration, if you have that, business cards that you hand out, stuff like that. Okay.
Yep.
All right, because I'm thinking, well, and I'll leave that up to the tech, what would be the best, you know, route for you to go. Okay. I'm just kind of thinking out loud. Okay,
yeah.
So the areas that you're targeting, Tri-Cities and Midland County. So if I'm looking at
Midland County, say that again. What's that?
No, you were going to mention?
I would say first Midland County, and then the main is Midland County, then Tri-Cities would be, you know, secondary.
Oh, okay. So Midland County is really like your main targeted area, right?
Yeah.
And then the Tri-Cities would be the next in line. Okay.
Correct.
So correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm looking at the map, Damon, okay,
yeah.
Roughly you're looking about a less than a 10-mile radius. Does that sound about right?
No,
from Sanford to Midland?
I would do 30.
30. Okay.
30-mile radius.
Okay, 30 miles. Let me just kind of bring it in just to see. Okay. Makes sense. All right. Perfect. So you don't use Facebook, do you, at all? You ever go on Facebook?
Nope. Personal, I do not have a business page, which is going to – I will be.
Okay. The reason that I ask is because the package that I would like to offer you is our Platinum package. This package will include, Damon, both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's month to month and there's no contracts. We will not charge you per call, per job, or per click. Okay? So we're going to consider you a new business because you recently took over the company from your uncle. So with the new in business rate, what you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It'll come with just a one-time setup fee of $99, which is to cover your programming. The initial investment would be $398 to get it started, $299 every month after that with no contracts. We're not charging you per call, per job, or per click, and calls will come directly to you. What this would include, Damon, is first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and a business Facebook page. So we'll actually build you a business Facebook page. And what we'll do on there is Facebook advertising. So Facebook ads, what they're going to do is they'll retarget when someone does a search on Google for your services, and let's say they didn't call you, but they happen to be on Facebook now, and they're looking through pictures or stories, okay? All of a sudden, they're going to see your ad appear. And this will help you reach more new potential clients. Now, what I love about these ads is that we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. When they click on that ad, they are calling you directly. And I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen really, really great results. Now, in addition, I'm going to include a website for you. And this is not going to cost you more. We'll include a website that we will build, host, and maintain. This website, we can add videos, pictures of your work, business logo. We'll write a biography about your company. Clients can even, if you want it set up where they could, you know, book appointments with you through that site, we can do that as well. And we'll attach it where you're listed. And then we cover the mobile platform. So, Damon, anyone who does a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet will be able to find you also on that first page of Google immediately. So, basically, with this package, it would be covering all of your bases.
Right. Yeah, that works with me. I'm interested in that.
Now, the beauty, though, of it, let me tell you, is that this will also come with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you don't have to take our word for it that the program's working. In fact, you'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, and you can even track the phone calls that you're receiving from new customers. Of course, any time, Damon, that you want to add keywords, run promotions, change any of your content, now you can do so However, you're going to do this with the assistance of an account management team. So here within our company, we're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account to assist you with all of this. But it would all start with me. I'm actually what's considered the lead on the account. Okay? So, yeah, like I mentioned, it's a month-to-month program. You know, there's no contracts. We'll ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot, Damon. That way we can prove it to you.
Yeah? Definitely.
Okay. So I would like to get what would be the best email for you, Damon, because this is where I'm going to send you a receipt, but I'm also going to send you everything in writing. What would be the best email for you?
Damon G. Walter, all lowercase.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
And Damon, you spell it D-A-M as in Mike, O, N as in Nancy? Damon?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. So DamonGWalter@gmail.com. All right.
Yep.
So what I'm doing right now is you're going to be getting these two emails coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And now the first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. And it's just going to show that the price is $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee, everything that we're including in that package as well as the website. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So this one is actually going to give you an overview of our reporting system. So just so you have an idea of how your reports will look when you're tracking your results with us. And they both came from me, those emails. Now, also, what I want to notate on here, so first name Damon, last name is Walter. Now, the number that should be listed for the business, should that be this number, the 989-488-0282?
Correct.
Okay. And that's the best number for us to reach you on as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Damon, so the company name should read as Walter Concrete Placement, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know currently, so here's the thing, right? And I'm going to leave this to the technician to see what's going to be the best route for you. So I'm going to ask him if we could possibly claim the Google Business Profile that's already out there since it was originally created with your uncle, right? This is where, you know, us just showing Google you're the new business owner is going to come into place. However, if we're not able to retrieve that, we're going to create you a brand new one, okay? But I need to know what address. Create the new one?
I would say create a new one.
Okay, so I'm going to notate create a new one. Okay, what is the address that we're going to verify you at? The address, I will tell you right now, is not going to show anywhere on Google. That address will, in fact, be hidden. It's typically your home address is what everybody gets to verify that. So what address do you want to use?
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
4769. 4769. Flint Road.
Flint Road. Okay, so the same address that I saw on the Angie's list?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And that's in Sanford is what's coming up for me. I have the zip code as 48567, correct? I mean, 48657. I read it backwards.
Yep.
Sorry. Yeah. The dyslexia kicked in for a minute. Okay. So let's see here. And we're going to hide that address, okay, because we don't need your home address showing anywhere on Google. I'm assuming that's your home address.
It's not, but, yeah, I'd rather not anyways.
Is it a P.O. box, or what address is that? Like a virtual office?
It is the shop. The shop.
Oh, the shop. Okay. Address. Yeah, here's the thing. Even with it being the shop, that address shouldn't show anywhere anyways because Google, it's not like someone goes and buys products from you, right? They're actually,
right.
You're mobile. You go to them. Okay.
Correct.
So we'll hide that.
Yep.
Now for the billing, Damon, the card that you're going to be using, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Like a payment card?
Yes, the card that you're going to
like
be using for the payment. Uh-huh, it's either credit or debit is what we accept.
Yeah, it's debit. It'd be my name. It would not be under the
Okay, and
company.
How does your name read on there? Just Damon Walter, or is there like a middle initial?
Let me pull it out one sec.
Okay, no worries. While you're doing that, I'm going to send you a series of text messages to your phone. So the first text that you'll receive, Damon, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. Now, even though I'm what's considered, you know, the lead on the account, I always like for you to have my information so that you have it for your own records, okay? So the first text is going to be coming through any second now. Now, this second text message that I'm going to be sending you, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So remember I mentioned earlier, you're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, a question, a change, a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're actually 3 hours behind you, okay? So we're always here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Now, that 877 number, I'm going to highly suggest for you to please save that phone number in your contacts under local splash so that way you never lose our phone number. Can you verify that you got those two text messages from me? Please.
I did.
Okay. Now that second text, it has our 877 number, but I also already sent you your username and your password, your credentials for your reporting system. So your username, you'll see there, it's always going to be your phone number. Your password is run ads, all lowercase, okay? And you could always change it to a password of your choice, all right?
Sounds good.
Okay. And then you said the name on the card, you were checking to see if it's like...
It's Damon G. Walter.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
767.
Uh-huh.
West Burns Road, just W, not spelled West.
Yeah.
Burns, B-U-R-N-S.
Uh-huh.
Road, Stanford, Michigan, 4857.
48657, same zip code?
Yep.
Okay. And what kind of card is that? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Visa. Discover? Visa?
Visa.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
4357-9151-0179-3511.
Expiration month and year?
0528.
And the CVV code on the back?
497.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not charging the card yet, okay? 4357-9151-0179-3511. And you mentioned that it expires May of the year 28, and the CVV code on the back is 497, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, Damon, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go Ma's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Castle, K-A-S-T-L.
T-L-E? Castle?
No E.
No E.
K-A-S.
Yep. Okay, K-A-S-T-L, right? Okay.
Yep.
Now, what I'm going to do before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording. And the reason is because, Damon, I have you at a pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And all this is going to do is outline our service agreement. It's going to go over billing date, if you need to cancel. It's also going to go over the amount. When I'm walking you through this, if there is something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does this mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Damon, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Walter Concrete Placement.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Damon Walter, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Damon, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job and we're calling you with an update. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware, Damon, that you might get a call from a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us, okay? We're never going to ask you to spend more money than the $2.99 a month. And even if someone did call you and you weren't sure if it was us calling or not, always ask. Get into the habit of asking, what's my security question? When they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, Damon, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so what that means is your second payment will be charged on July 5th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, Damon, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I texted you. Okay, that number is 877-635-6225. And we just ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due. So that way you don't incur that charge. So you know if you got to pause it or cancel it, you call 3 business days before the 5th. So you don't get charged on that date, okay?
Is it going to be direct pull, too? Like, I won't have to call on the 5th?
Direct calls, yeah. No. These are going to be live direct calls to you. So to give you an example, right, I'm looking for someone to pour a concrete driveway for me. I go on Google.
No. Sorry, I've probably confused you. I'm saying
no, it's okay.
Payment, they next July 5th, is it just going to be direct pull from my account?
Yes. It'll be an automatic payment. Correct. Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'll forget if it's...
Yeah. No worries. It'll be an automatic withdrawal on the 5th. Okay.
Okay.
So, and that's why I was saying, Damon, like, let's say, for example, you know, you needed to pause it because you are going to be on a project for like 2 months. Right? You cannot take on any more work. You can put it on a pause, like a seasonal hold. You don't lose your position,
okay.
right? But you're not paying
okay.
for it, okay? Just make sure, so that way you don't get charged on the 5th, that you just call us and say, hey, listen, I need it on a hold for 2 months, right?
Right.
You know, because, of course, we understand, too, sometimes that happens. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do you understand and agree, Damon, to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package and then processing the payment, and then I probably only need, like, about maybe 6 minutes, okay, and then we'll be all done. So the next thing I need to do is schedule a client interview for you, and we're going to block out an hour. The client interview is when you're going to speak with my technician about your keywords, the areas we're targeting, the Facebook ads, the website. It's where the magic is going to happen, okay? You don't need to be in front of a computer. However, the appointment could take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe even a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule look for today? Like later on in
that
evening? Not good?
Not good. Not
okay.
good today. Thursday
what about tomorrow? Okay, let's look at Thursday. Can we look at Thursday? Because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster
yeah.
we're going to be moving to. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What time on Thursday tomorrow works for you?
6 p.m. 6 p.m., which would
Guess
be
what?
3 for you guys.
I got a 6 to 7 for you. Perfect. Okay, so let me do this. You're going to receive an email from me with a calendar invite. We're going to call you tomorrow between 6 and 7 o'clock, and it will be from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. I'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour in case it slips your mind, okay?
Okay.
So let me send you the calendar invite, and then you and I are going to go over just a few notes for my technician. We're going to go over 2 emails that you received, and then you'll be all done, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, under your services, let me go here. I'm listing concrete driveways. Do you do walks and steps?
Yes. Patios, garages, basements.
Okay, patios, garages, patios, garages.
Pole barns.
Pole barns?
Yeah.
P-O-L-E and then barns, right?
Yep.
Okay. Flat work.
Yep.
Okay. Beautiful. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both.
Both. Okay. Now, your Facebook. We're going to create you the business Facebook page, but we're going to create it through your personal page. No one's going to see that page. It's just created that way, so that way you have the ownership and access to it. How do I find you on Facebook? Do you know how to send me the link?
Oh, I don't. If you can walk me through it.
Okay. Go to your Facebook page. Are you on an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. Go to your Facebook page.
Yep.
Okay. Now, when you're looking at your Facebook page, do you see where on your Facebook it says edit? And then it'll say edit profile, and then there's these 3 dots right next to it. You got to be on your profile, though, when you're looking at it.
Okay, let me do it on there. Yep, edit.
Okay, so go to edit. Not edit, go to the 3 dots next to it.
Next to it. Okay, yep.
Okay, now, when you click on those 3 dots, you're going to scroll all the way to the very bottom because it has you in your profile settings.
Profile.
Do you see
copy
where it says
profile.
Copy link?
Yep.
Click on copy link, and you're going to go to one of those text messages that I sent you. You're going to paste, reply and paste, and then I should get it. Okay.
I just sent it.
Okay. And then for your areas, I'm putting Midland County and Tri-Cities. And I'll put in parentheses that it's a 30-mile radius.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Just for calls?
I would say like your operating hours for calls. I would say calls because typically, you know, you don't really, it's kind of hard to say a set time when you're actually working because sometimes a job might take a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, right. Call hours are every day 6 to 6 or even later, really.
Six, you want me to put like 6 to 6 Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what forms of payments do you accept, Damon?
Cash, check.
Do you do Zelle or Venmo?
Yep.
What about Zelle?
Venmo. I don't.
Okay. Cash App or PayPal?
Nope.
Okay.
Just Venmo.
Okay. And when we are communicating with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Phone and text.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Phone and text. Okay. All right. Now, I need you to go to your text messages or your emails. And I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, or you might also see the first one you might see is the one that says action to get your Google business verified. We need the following items or list.
Are you talking text or email?
In both. We sent it to both. So whatever is most comfortable for you to look in.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Let me know which one you're looking at, hon.
Text.
Okay, perfect. So when you're looking at it, it goes on to which one? The one that says initial invoice?
No. Sorry. What am I looking for? I was reading it.
Okay. Read me the one that you're looking at right now.
To get your Google business profile
verified. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to look at first. Okay. So
This
is what we need to help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay. So send us on that list whatever items you have, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. So for example, you're going to send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment, your work truck or your work van, whatever you use with the license plate showing. Send us a photo. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I'm both.
Both. Okay, so send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of your registration. If you hand out business cards, send us a picture of that.
Do you have a list of all this in this little?
Yes, it's all in that list.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, so send us what you can. Now, the next thing I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice. It'll say, hello, Damon G. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
Yep.
And it'll take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Right?
Right.
You're going to scroll towards the bottom, and you see where it says phone number?
Yep.
Mobile phone. Make sure it's your phone number listed there.
Yep.
And then the two boxes below it, you're going to click in both. One is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one is saying that it's your name on the card that you provided. You're the authorized user and that your information is correct. At the bottom, Damon, where it's saying to sign, you're going to sign your name. Damon, space, G, no period, space, Walter. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, let me know because it should take you to a page that's asking you to put a username and password. You see that?
Yes, I'm there.
Perfect. This is where you would put in those credentials that I sent you. This is where you log in to track your results with us. Okay? Now, the last thing to go over with you, tomorrow we're going to call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. We'll send you a reminder an hour before to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. Just make sure you're answering all calls within that time frame. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to make the introduction with my technician. If I'm not available, they're going to call you directly, okay?
Okay.
Starting from tomorrow. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your business Facebook page already created and published. We're going to have you listed in the directories, Yelp, Apple Maps, Bing, and your login credentials. You can start logging in. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live, and so is your website. Those will be visible. Now, for the first page placement on Google, with the verification, creating the profile, optimizing it, maintaining it on the first page, we always give the timeline of 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise statement. Sometimes I've seen where it's happened sooner. But we'll keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed, okay? So you're aware of the work that we're doing, too. And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you, really excited, and I'm glad we were able to talk. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you get back to work?
Not at the moment.
All
right.
Thank you. You are so welcome. My pleasure. I hope you have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk with you tomorrow, okay?
You too. Talk to you later.
All right, Damon. Bye.
Bye.